Okay, we're on top of fun science today. Let's see, 27A. Five lines from the top. Okay, Manitin, office. Oh, you know, I should have gotten a chumash. I'm sorry. Can you just get a chumash? If you have a chumash for all, it's good, but at least a chumash for me. Okay, I apologize.
Listen, you're going to be called the plasma.
Well, it'll be the Shear assistant. We'll call him that, okay?
What?
Shear assistant. Shear assistant. Okay.
Thank
Thank you
you.
very much. Thank you. All
Right.
right. Now,
This is Ramona.
all right. So if you look in the Chumash on page 1048. 1048. Yeah. So if you have a Chumash in front of you, we Dvarim Perichav Beis and Parshat Kitei say, so the Pasuk says, I'm reading the Pesukim in Chumash on the article, page 1048. The 6 lines from the bottom. You shouldn't see your friend's shore or seh, his ox or his lamb. They're like for bludgeoned, and hide your eyes from it. You should store it. You should store it. You have to hold on to it. Then, so mention shore and seh. Now mentions chamor and simlo. Now, a general blunderbuss, clause. Okay, so we have four specific items and one general term at the end. So let's see back in the Mishnah. So we don't understand this Mishnah, but I'm explaining based on the Maskana. So similar, when it says, the Gemara is going to learn, that would include similar. Similar means the garment. So we mentioned the shore, the seh, the ox, and the lamb, and then we mentioned the chamor, the donkey, so three animals, and his simla, his garment, and then l'chol anything he loses. So the Mishnah says, so the simla was included with aveda v'achicha. Why is it, set forth? In other words, compare the others to it. Lamar simanim, just like a simla typically has simanim. It has Tobin, it's not typically Hefker. You make a similar, you get a similar. So anything with Simanim and Tobim, you have to be Machris, you have to announce. Okay? So let's see the route, the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My Bechlal Kolei." What does the Tana mean when it says Sim is included in all of this? So Amarava Bechlal Kolei Darachicha. It's included with the blunderbuss term, Kolei Darachicha. Amarava. Now, Rabbah goes down. Why do I need each term? Lamali the katabrak on a shore, chamor, seva simla. Why does the Torah have to teach me all these four specific items? Srichi. So I need all four items. The katabrak on a simla, the Torah had only written simla, which is the last item. Havamina hanimila be'edim the gufa. So it's a chiyuv to restore the simla to its owner if there are edim who testify as to the item itself, or there are simanim in the item itself. Aval chamor be'edim de'ukaf is simanim de'ukaf himelo madrinalei. But I would say chamor, if there are witnesses to the saddle, in other words, the chamor has escaped, and now it's the chamor, but it has the saddle. I would say edim concerning the saddle and simanim the saddle. That's not enough to require us to restore the chamor. Katav rachmana chamor that the chamor be'simanim. Teach me that a chamor, even with the, in other words, it's an ancillary item to it. The chamor has a saddle, but the simanim on the saddle are enough to require me to do hachraz and get it back to its true owner. Shorba said the katav rachmana lamali. Why do we need the shor and instead of the ox and the lamb? Dafinu gizatz nabo. So shor, dafinu gizatz nabo. Shor teaches me that the shor, we don't normally think of an ox as something you would fear, but the ox has a tail, and you could shear off the tail, has some hair on it. So that even if I sheared off the hair on the ox's tail, I have to give that back to the original owner. And then the Gemara says, the said lamb for its shearings, that I have to restore the shearings to the true owner. So why do I need both shore and seh? If I say the shore, the Torah requires me to restore even the shearings of the shore's tail, which isn't so valuable. So certainly in the shearings of the lamb I have to restore. So the Gemara takes it, that's Taka, that's a good argument. Ella Amar Rabba, so the Rabba said, and Rabba is the Baal Memra, Chamor Debor, the Rabbi Yehuda said, the Abed of the very cool Kasha. So Rabba says, there are two terms in the Torah that give us a lot of difficulty. One is Chamor Debor the Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Bava Kama Sugya. But if you remember, by the boar, the pit, and Rishus Rabim, so it says Benafal Shama Shor O Chamor, that a shor or a chamor falls into it. So the Chachamim darshan out Shor v'lo Adam, Chamor v'lo Kalim, that you're responsible for a shor, but not for an Adam. If an Adam falls into the boar, I'm not liable for his injuries. And then Chamor v'lo Kalim, Chamor not Kalim. But according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you're liable for Kalim that fall into the boar. So Rabbi says Chamor d'bor the Rabbi Yehuda. So how Rabbi Yehuda explain Chamor d'bor, it's going to be difficult. But Besed da'aveda d'bor call. Besed da'aveda, we don't have an answer for it. In other words, we have three of the terms we have, but the seventh Aveda, we don't have an answer why the Torah includes Sev Aveda. Let me do it to the two dots, then I'll pause, we'll summarize, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. The Eman Legalal and Guda'ata, maybe the Sev is coming to teach me that even if it like has droppings in your Rishus, you have to restore like the excrement from the animal, like the dung from the animal. Yeah, give it back to the true owner. Maybe that's what it's teaching. So the Gemara says, Galal and Mafkuri Mafkid, the owner. You can keep the dung. In other words, the owner is mafkid the dung to the person who took care of the animal. He says, Vidilma the simanim hu da'ata. Maybe he says, coming to teach me that simanim are enough to restore an item to its true owner. The ibayilan, because we have a question which is going to take up a large piece of today's sugya, today's daf, ibayilan simanim deraita udrabanan. In other words, we restore an item if the person produces simanim. We've had this before. So is that a din Torah that we restore something with simanim? Or maybe it's a din de Rabbanan. So this would be a raya that said, would be coming to teach me that simanim are a din deraisa. So Katab Rahmana said that if it was simanim adrinan, the simanim deraita. The way this malach would go, that said would be teaching me that simanim are a deraita. So Amri, they said the base medrash, me dechtanin lehutana simanim gabi simla. Since the Tana mentioned simanim by simla, the Gemara will come to this and deflect that proof. But we see that the Tana mentioned simanim by simla, by garment. We said simla is unique. It has simanim and it has tovim. So the point is that Tana has thought about simanim, and if simanim are included, he mentioned it by the simla. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to be kind of mevatel that argument. So says not coming for simanim. Okay, let's just think through what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so this is really like the main sugya about hachraz, lachiv hachraz, and hashavas aveda. So we mentioned that the Torah mentions four specific items, mentions shor and chamor and seh and simla. So what do I need each of the four items that I have to restore? If I find my friend's item, you know, it's a shor chamor or sarah similar, I have to restore it to its true owner. So the Gemara said so shor chamor similar. So if the Torah had only written similar, I would have said that's you restore it because you have adam that the item itself belongs to Reuven. Or there's simanim in the item itself, and it goes through Reuven. Again, we'll address the simanim issue. But chamor, with Adam, the saddle will belong to X, I would say it's not enough to require the return of the chamor, so Kamashmala, no, it is. And then the Gemara says, okay, so we have simla and chamor, what does shor say? So shor is that even for the geese, if the finder had sheared off the tail of the shor, he has to return the shearings to the true owner. And the Gemara thought the seh for the geese would have for the fleece for the lamb. The Gemara says, yeah, but if I have shor, I don't need the seh. So Rabbi says, in Achinami, seh da aveda d'bar kol kashas. No, that's a general question. We don't know, and we don't know why he says in the Gemara. So the Gemara maybe says, come and teach me that the galalim I have to give back. You take your galalim. Anyway, so the Gemara says, no, but galalim have like a value. So the Gemara says, no, the owner typically is mafkir the galalim to the original owner. And then the Gemara says, maybe says, come and teach me that simanim or deraisa, that I restore them with simanim. The Gemara says, the Tana already has attached simanim to simla, and the Gemara will prove that's not a raya shortly, but that's not really, but it's simanim has already been accounted for. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everyone's speechless. Okay, I'm going to move on. Anybody say anything? Okay, two dots. Okay, now, again, we're 10 lines above where it gets wide on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Asher Tovad, Prat La'Aveda She'ein Ba Shavakuz. Again, if you look in the Chumash, so it says, Yeah, if the last two lines from the bottom says, "V'chein tase l'chol derechicha asher tovad mimenu u'mitzato." This is what you do for every aved of your brother, meaning you have to restore it. Asher tovad mimenu, that it's lost from him, u'mitzato, and you find it. So the Gemara is going to have a drasha on asher tovad mimenu u'mitzato. We'll see. The words asher tovad mimenu u'mitzato seem superfluous because we already said it's an aveda, and obviously you found the aveda. So what's asher tovad mimenu u'mitzato? So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, asher tovad. So Asher Tovad, according to the Tanakhama, teaches me that the Aveda has to be worth at least a Shav of Pruta. So if we look at Rashi, right, Asher Tovad should take Peruya Aveda. In other words, it has to be called an Aveda. If somebody's like it has to register as an Aveda, and someone less than a Pruta doesn't register. Rabbi Yehuda has the same drasha on Mitzata. You found this Mitzia, but it has to be worth at least a Shav of Pruta. So the Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the nafkamina between the Tanakh and Rabbi Huda?" So Amar Abayi, Mashmat Dorashin Ika Benai. So Abayi says there really is no difference in terms of bottom of halacha, just like how they darshan the pasuk. But in the Akhinami, according to Abayi, there's no difference in opinion. Mar nafkamina shetuvad, or mar. So the Gemara says, "Ulamanda nafkamina." So the one who darshans out the words asher tovad, that it has to be worth at least shavaputam, and that was the Tanakhama. What does the Tanakhama do with the term umitzata, which is also superfluous? So ahumi baile, now Bach has looked through Rabina. In Gemara, this sugya shows up elsewhere. So in Bava Kama, so there it says Ravina. But here we have Rav Noi. So ahumi baile the Rav Noi, look at Rav Noi, the Amar Rav Noi, umitzata da tai liyadei mashma. So Rav Nai is talking about, is there a chiyuv to do Hashavat Aveda with a non-Jew? So I might have thought that the Torah says that if I see something, I don't have to return it. In other words, I no more chiyuv to get involved with it. But I would have thought if I pick up the chefza and it belongs to a non-Jew, then I am obligated to give it back to the non-Jew. So Rav Nai says, umitzata. So the chaynus tassel kol avedat achicha shdevenu umitzata, you find it, so that means you've taken possession of it, but it's still qualified the kol avedat achicha. The mitzvah is only by avedat achicha. So even if you've taken possession of it and it's non-Jew, there's no obligation to give it back to the non-Jew. So that's what umitzata will be according to the Tanakhama. Ulamantanaf leimi umitzata. So the other side, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from umitzata that it has to be worth a shavakuta. What does he do with the term Asher Tovad? Mibaylech Rabbi Yochanan. He uses that term to darsh out Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, here we have Rishon B'Yochai, but on the side is Eichesaychanfi we had earlier, Rishon B'Yochai Tzadak. Minayin l'aveda sh'tafa na'ar shimuteret. I don't know that aveda that's been washed away by the river that is permissible. In other words, even if it has 100 simanim on it, but it's floating in the river, it's fine. Shinemar kitas halachol avdara chichach tzavenu mitzatah, Misha avudu menu mitzvi eitzak adam. In other words, Asher Tovad Mimenu, it's lost from him, but umetzata, you find it. So it has to be, in other words, it's accessible to everyone else. This, the item that's washed away from the river, is not accessible but by anybody. So there's no mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda with this. So the one from who learns umetzata, that it has to be worth at least Shavuot Pruta, Asher Tovad Mimenu, is that it has to be like avuda from the one person. But Mitzvah, but river, it's not by anybody. Okay, so let's just take this through for a second. So we had two opinions, which is teaching us the less than Shabbat din. So the Tanakhama held it from Asher Tovad Mimenu. Rabbi Yehuda said umetzata. So the one who learns Asher Tovad Mimenu, what does he do with the word umetzata? So the word umetzata, he learns, like Rabbi Nai learns, that it teaches me that there's no mitzvah Shabbat Aveda by a goy, even if you take possession of it. And the one who learns umetzata, what does he learn from Asher Tovad Mimenu? That if it's washed away the river, then it's yours. So the Gemara says, "Ve'idach had Rav Nai minale." So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn the halacha from Rav Nai? So Rav Nai, in other words, we assume that each one agrees with the other one's halacha. So that's correct. So nafkalei mi umitzata. So he'll learn it. It says not mitzata umitzata. The extra vav he'll learn. He'll darshan and he'll double over with that. "Ve'idach the Tanakhama had Rabbi Yochanan minale." Where does the Tanakhama know Rabbi Yochanan's halacha about things being washed away? Nafkalei mimenu. It says, Asher Tovad mimenu, that it's lost from him, meaning from him, just the person who owned it, but not from anybody else. Ve'idach, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, mimenu l'mashmalei. He doesn't learn from mimenu. He doesn't think that that's significant. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's take questions. All right, let's just summarize one second. Okay, so again, we had two terms in the Chumash, Ashtabim and Mitzatah, both superfluous. So the Gemara mentioned that it's Machloka Tanayim between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, what it comes, but they both come to teach the same thing, that if it's less than a Shabbat Pruta, there's no mitzvah of a Shabbat Zaveda. That's the first you saw it. Then each one learns something from the other term, but at the end of the day, they both learn each other's halacha. So the Tanakama learns Shetavai Menu. So what does he learn from Umitzatah? So Umitzatah, he learned from Nai's halacha that there's no mitzvah by Shavuot Aveda, even if you take possession of a goy's lost object. And then the Gemara says the other one, which is Rabbi Yehuda, what does he learn from Shetavai Menu? So Shetavai Menu, Rabbi Yehuda learns that if something's washed away in the ocean or the river, that there's no mitzvah of Shabbat Aveda because it's the mitzvah is only when it's a Buddha Mimenu, a Buddha from that person, accessible for everybody else. But if nobody has access to it, then there's no mitzvah. And then each one learns the other one's halacha from, in other words, one learns from, it says, U-mitzata, the extra vav. So he learns, that's Rabbi Huda, he learns Rabbi's halacha. And the Tanakama learns there, it says Mimenu. So there he learns about the wash away of the ocean. The only be lost from that person, not from everybody. Okay, what is up? I know. I think it's a little different than Yayosh. In other words, like the person could have his name on it, you know, his address and everything else. And well, but well, it's not necessarily Yayosh. It's saying even if a person doesn't make Yayosh on it, it's still yours. I'm not sure that there's even if there is no Yayosh, you get to keep it. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Okay, that's the best I have with that. All right, now let's just see. One second. Yeah, we have this hello. Okay. Wait a minute. All right, let's go further. All right, now, the Gemara says, So we're up to around the sixth very wide line. Rava Amar. So Abaye's Hesber was there was no distinction between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. It's just Mashma Dorshin. They each darshan from a different word or a different way of darshaning it. The Rava Amar Pruta Shehuz La'ikminai. Rava says, no, there is a Nafkamina Lalacha between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, one learns Asher Tovad Bimenu, the person lost it, and the other one's Umitzata, that you found it. So he gets into the issue. Let's say the value drops down. Let's say he loses it, it's worth a pruta. When you find it, it's worth less than a pruta. So would that be, you know, subject to returning the Veda? So the Gemara is going to play around with it. It's worth a pruta, then it goes down a value, or that it was less than a pruta when he lost it, and then it was worth a pruta the other way. Then the Gemara is going to say that they both hold that there's a chiyuv in that case. But then after Gemara, we'll see in a minute, is going to be where it was worth a pruta, went down in value, and went up in value. And the one who learns from the Tata will say that it has to be worth a put at all times, and the other one not. Oh, it was in a minute. So Rav Amar, so the nafkamina between the two will be if it was worth a put at the time he lost it, but when you found it, it was worth less than a pruta. He says, Mandamar Meshutavad Ika. So the one who says, the limud is, it has to be the pruta, Shutavad, you lost it. So the key time is the time you lost it. So it's worth a pruta, then you're Kayab to do a sort of Veda, even though it was worth less later on. The one who learns Mitzata, no, because when he found it, it's not worse than the Pruta. The Gemara says, L'mandamar Asher Tovad, Habayinu Mitzata V'leka. But even the Tzad who says Asher Tovad, he also learns that there's like a Chiyav of Mitzata, in other words, you lose it, and then you find it, that's what the Torah says. So the Gemara says, Inachinami, both would agree that it has to be worth the Pruta, both at the time of loss and the time of finding it. So then the Gemara says, L'pruta Shehukra Ikubinayim. So then the Gemara thinks that the nafkamina would be that it was worth less than a pruta when he lost it, and then it went up in value. Mandamar umitzata, the one who was worth a pruta then, mandamar shetavad leka. So the Gemara says, mandamar umitzata, but you know shetavad leka. So the Gemara says, yeah, again, they both agree with the other one's drasha. So the Gemara says, Ela pruta, we have shehukra behuzla. Bach takes out the first shehukra. Ela pruta, the shehukra behuzla, bechazra behukra, ikabinayu. So we think the nafkamina would be, the chepsa was worth at least a pruta when he lost it. Then it went down in value, let's say when it was on the street, and then went up in value. So at the two key times, loss and finding it was worth a pruta, but in between less than a pruta. He says, mandamar shetuvad ika. The one who says shetuvad is pruta, mandamar mitzata, but the one the Gemara says umitzata, but in the itbashir mitzia mishat abeda. The Gemara wants to say the one who says umitzata, there was the vav is connecting to everything that came before. So he holds that's Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that it has to be worth a pruta throughout. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the first sheet though that says ashtabat menu has it worth has to be worth a pruta at the time you lose it and the time you find it. But Rabbi Yehuda is the umitzata. He wants to say that it has to be like all together um and surah together. And I saw Rabbi Patrick today about this as well. But that's the way that seems like it goes. So Rabbi Yehuda says umitzata that it's one long chiyuv that it has to be pruta throughout and it can't drop down at any point in time to less than a pruta. All right, whose questions come still today we did so far?
So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it
All
drops
right, okay,
down.
one second. Yosef asked, how are you supposed to know it went down? Let's say you know it went down. Okay, I mean, that's like, you know, no, I'm saying, let's say Reuben loses the chafza, Shimon finds, listen, let's say, what? Yeah, but let's say he finds it, and then he's able to evaluate that you know was lost at this time, and then in between it, it's gone down. Anyway, that's okay. What do you got for me, Fern?
I also don't understand Rabbi Yehuda. If at the two significant points it's
Yeah,
worth a pruta, why?
Here's a two. Rabbi Yehuda says it says umitzata the vav umitzata.
Right.
So Rabbi Yehuda emphasized not just mitzata but umitzata. That it has to be like and, in other words, so it's throughout a long continuum, as though that's the way he learns. Let's see Rashi. Umitzata, three lines from the bottom. Havavi tiramashma umitzata kabar. In other words, I don't know, it's like one long continuum. All right, that's all the best I have with that. Okay, I'm going to go on. Now, all right, let's see further. Okay, the bottom line in the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. Ibailu. So this is a question that we mentioned earlier, mentioned today's daf, but it's a big piece of the rest of the daf. Or is it dinim simanim a din Torah or a din derabanan? Meaning, does the Torah say that if something has simanim, I return it? Or is that a din derabanan for reasons that the Gemara will clarify at the end of today's daf? So my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether it's the derabanan, either way, you got to go back. But do we get isha b'simanim? So one nafkamina would be, let's say shaliach, for a get, a shliach for a get, he lost the get, and now, but the shliach has got simanim in the get. Do I give it back to him or not? Yamid deraita madrina. If I say simanim or deraisa, so I give it back to him. Yamid derabanan. If I say it's only derabanan, ki abd derabanan takanta b'mamona. When the chacham made a takana, they did it by mamon. They have a koch by mamon. You know, hefker bed then hefker. Aval beisur lo abd derabanan. But isurim, they don't do it. By the way. I look in Jastro say Isur is in singular. Isurim, he says, is plural. So Isur would be a little farther. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So Aval b'Isur lo avod rabbanan takanta. Okay. So that's the nafkamina. All right. Now remember we mentioned earlier in the Gemara that even if I hold siman or the rabbanan, but a siman muvhak, then we would always give it back even on the right level. And a siman muvhak means like super good siman, like nekev b'tzad oploni, like a hole by this letter. So then that's a very, you know, specific, very unique siman. So now the Gemara tries to bring rayas one way or the other way, whether it's deraisa or derabanan. Okay, Tashma. So first from our Mishnah, if a similar tabakwal, it should be called Eila. Lamayat Sat I've pulled the bar shishla. So the Tanavar Mishnah said that Simla was included in Kol Avidat. And why does Torah, you know, specify it? He says, in order to compare everything to it, to say, just like a simla is unique, that it has simanim and it has tovim. You know, let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Go back to the Rashi on the Mishnah. He says, the third narrow line on Simon Aleph, Stam Simla Yeshba Siman, in other words, the typical Simla has a Siman, because Simla Yeshba Balim Tobin Mota, and every Simla has an owner. Shalna say to Lippi Deyadam, Lo Batman Hefker, and it was didn't come from nowhere. Somebody owns it, and somebody is seeking it. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Chayav Lahakris, of course, the Barisho Siman, and Yeshba Tobin Chayav Lahakris. So Lechora, the Tana, isn't the Tana teaching me that Siman or Deraisa? If the Tana is telling me, why similar? And he mentions similar because similar has simanim typically, and he knows certain design on it, things like that, and it has tovim. So everything that has simanim is. So isn't the Tana answering the question? What's the whole shiloh? So the Gemara says Tana tovim is like simanim kedinasva. No, the Tana really wanted to teach me tovim that I need somebody who's seeking the item. In other words, somebody is seeking the item, and then I have a chiyuv to. You know, in other words, it means that the person didn't make Yeush. In other words, he's seeking it out. In other words, he didn't make Yeush. He's still searching for his item. The simanim is k'din aspa. The simanim could be just an aspachta. The simanim could be a drabana, notwithstanding the language of the Mishnah. The ikar limud was for tovim, not for a simanim. Simanim is just an aspachta. Let's look at Rashi, the fourth white line. He says, the third and the fourth white line. Tovim is tzrichalei krala tovim ato lemiute. In other words, to exclude where the person made Yeush and then he was mafkir. It's interesting that he says Yeush b'afkir. He said the different items. Making Yeush, you give a pope getting it back. Mafkir, you're putting in the Rishus Hefter. He says, in other words, maybe the simanim is not based on the pasuk. It's just an asmachta, like a remez to remember it, but that's just a dindra on it. So the proof in the Mishnah is not a conclusive proof, and the Gemara deflects that proof. Okay, let me do one more proof and then we'll pause. Tashma Chamor is Simani Ukav. So again, our Mishnah says that, or not our Mishnah, the Gemara had discussed it. When the Gemara went through a discussion, why do I need all the different elements? Why do I need Chamor? So teach me that with Simani, if there's a Siman on the saddle, I give it back. I give it back to the owner. So Simani Ukav sounds like Simani about the rice, the way the Malach of the Gemara was. So Ema Be'ede Ukav. So I shouldn't say no. He means really the edim for the ukaf, not the simanim for the ukaf. And in Achinami, edim the simanim could really be on a drabanan level. Let's look. Take a look at the Rashi, the second narrow line. Eimav edim ukaf imish edim akirin betviat ayin leukaf shushalom azirin lodachamor. If there are edim who recognize that ukaf that it belongs to Joe, whatever, we give it back to them with that. Okay. So again, so we had two, potential. Again, we're trying to figure out simanim deraisa or derabanan, and we tried two proofs, which so far have not been successful. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's move on. Now, okay, Tashma, everybody with me? Around 10 lines down. I guess we can go slower. He says, Vayayim cha adrosh achicha otel. So the item will stay with you until your brother seeks it out and then give it back to him. Would I think that I give it back before he seeks it out? In other words, obviously he's got to seek it out. Ela darshehu, this is a brisa. Darshehu ramayhu oin ramay. You should like cross examine him to see whether he's truthful or lying. My love is simanim. Is that not like, in other words, I say, well, what simanim do you have? And then he says, this I have. And then what's simanim? That's the whole thing. So that would seem to be that the Tana, the Braisa holds, the simanim of the Raisa. So the Gemara says, lo, but Adam. No, it means that he has Adam. Adam are coming and saying that's Joe's whatever, animal or table. And then I'll cross-examine the Adam. Okay, so again, a proof, but it fell through. So three ostensible proofs that simanim of the Raisa, but each one was deflected. Tashma. So now the Gemara brings a Mishnah from Masechet Yevamot. Maybe we'll refresh people's recollection to Masechet Yevamot. This is about, we don't want to have an Aguna, so we need testimony concerning that the husband is dead. Tashma, Eme Eden all parts of a panim mechotem, Afapishe Simanim Begufo Bekelav, that we only testify concerning his visage, in other words, his face, like the nose, and it comes out the cheeks. Even though there are simanim in his guf or kalim, so shmamina siman la deraisa. This is going the other way. This is saying, in other words, we want to establish that the husband is dead. So the Adam have to testify. We saw the face, recognize the face. But even though there's simanim in the body, that wore his kelim, wore his clothes, that doesn't cut it. So that sounds like simanim are not d'oraisa, because we can't establish his death with the simanim. So Amri, so the answer is going to be that the simanim that the Mishnah is speaking about over there is like lousy simanim. In other words, such broad things that they don't really quite, in other words, like the lower end of the scale. So Amri, what simanim is the Tana talking about? Ufo de arach the goat. When he said in his body, it means whether he's tall or short. That's so general, that doesn't cut as a sima. He says, Kalav, his garments, the chayshin l'sha'elo. So even if they give simanim, they said we saw his shirt, you can't recognize it, but people borrow garments. So the fact that you saw, you know, Joe's pants or shirt doesn't mean that that was Joe that was dead. So, okay, so again, so we tried to bring a proof from here. The simanim were not deraisa, but the Gemara is deflecting that proof because it could be talking about very lousy simanim or clothes that were, could be borrowed. So then the Gemara sort of gets on a little bit of a tangent about borrowing items. If you're always concerned that a person might borrow something, so then chamor b'sinu'ukav heichim adrinan. So we mentioned on Amud Aleph, if the donkey has the saddle and the person's able to give simanim for the saddle, we're going to give the chamor back. But if you said people borrow things, maybe he borrowed the saddle. How do you mean this is chamor? So Amri, and then the Bach has lo mishale, but he takes out the word ukav, but either way. So Amri ukav, people don't borrow somebody's saddle because it scratches it, like it braids the chamor. In other words, each saddle has to be unique to that chamor. So it's so in Achinami, it could be we would be concerned for borrowing. When it comes to a saddle, like people don't borrow saddles because each one is sort of unique. Okay, so that's the first answer. How we were able to deflect the proof from the Mishnah Masechet Yevamot. But Ibaid Ema, or else I could say, not that it was borrowed. But Kalim b'chivrei v'sumke, that the Kalim, they say, were white, were red. In other words, like it was such a general, like the same ideas before. So it could be that all the simanim that Tana is talking about are very generalized simanim. They don't rise to the level, the threshold level of being a siman. And like simanim gruim, he says, or it could be that there was a good siman on the clothes, but people borrow it. So again, focusing on the borrowing, again, the saddle people don't borrow, but everything else people borrow. So this is again like a side issue. We're going a little on tangent. Elahad Tanya, mitzaok kasher b'kisa ba'arniki b'tabad, o shvasobein kelav, if he was van ruba kasher. There's a braisa that's talking about a get. If a person, he lost the get, and then he found it, that it was tied to his purse, or to his wallet, or to his signet ring, or he found it among his utensils, I think it was van ruba, even if it was a long time, it's kasher. So it means he was a shliach, he lost it, and then he finds it. So he says, if you're afraid that, I think it means somebody else found it, right? He wants to restore it. Let me just go to look back. One second. Okay. Well, here he says it's clear found it. Okay. But anyway. Anyway, but if, so he wants to say, that if it was that way, then it proves that that was the original get, but that was the original get. It says here. One second. Okay, so he says here in footnote 20, the commission getting on 27 of Zion rules that the nation wants to get. Not valid unless it finds it shortly after losing it. If it finds a get only after a long time has passed, it's invalid because you're concerned that it's not the same get they lost. Although a get includes the name of the husband and wife, the cover get may have been written for another couple of identical names. Since the agent is not legally deliberate because the get is valid only for the couple whom it was composed. So our price that qualifies the Mishnah Tulim could be instances where the get is valid even after it's retrieved after a long time. So the Mishnah says that if the Shliach finds it, you know, 6 months later, but it was tied to his purse or his wallet or his ring, where he finds it among his kelim's utensils, a pizban ruba kasher. We thought that the shayla, if you say that we always have to be concerned that people borrow items, he was so kasher b'kis, if he finds it tied to his purse or his wallet, am I kasher? Why are we afraid that maybe he lent out his purse to somebody and then somebody else tied the get to it? So Amri, they send the base medrash, Kisva arna kibitabat lamashali inchi. People don't loan out their wallet or their purse or their ring. He says, Kisva arna kibishum de misamne. The kiss in the arnaki because it's like they feel it's bad mazel. Let's look at Rashi on this. The misamne. He says, Menachashe v'omer siman ledam shoshil kiso shemokar lo mazalo. That, like people say, I don't know, the article said like superstition that you're giving away your mazel when you give away your wallet, like somebody else is like the mazel you're giving away. And then he says, v'tabat, first by line of the Gemara, v'tabat mishum z'mezayim. Tabat, because like that's a signet ring. So I don't get my signet ring. That's like my credit card. You know, people see them put my seal on the things. So not in El Chinami, there is a concern that people will borrow things, but in that instance, we're not going to be worried about it. Okay, so again, we've been trying to find proof with the Simanim or Derisa Rabbanan. So last proof was cutting that it would be a Din Rabbanan, but then we deflected the proof because we said that it's talking about such generalized Simanim. That's why they weren't good, but if they would be more specific, it would be good. But then we also mentioned that it's possible that it was a good semen, but it's on the garment, so he might have borrowed somebody else's clothes or something like that. And then we got off into a tangent about that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything? Okay, Dib's got a question. Go ahead. We said that we would lie on his tias aina. We were right. The Talmud Chacham says I recognize that's mine, so we rely on his nemanis and we'd give it back to him. So it's that din. You're right. It does seem easier to understand. Well, no, Tvius Aina means that he recognizes that it's his chafsa. In other words, he recognizes with certainty that it's his. No. So like Tvius Aina, I know with 100% certainty that it's mine. So if his credibility is good, then we would trust him. That's what it means. In other words, a semen just means like he's got a sign that it's his. So we're told that he gave the semen that it's his. But with Tvius Ein is absolute 100% identification of it. I know that's mine. Because of credibility. Because of credibility reasons. So that doesn't need to have to say the right.
So does that say maybe
no
idea of
similarity is not here? No. Again, in other words, Tvius Ein is superior to Simanim. It was Tvius Ayin means I know, I recognize that this item is mine. But the only thing is, does the person have credibility when they make that statement? So Talmud Chacham, I believe, a Siman, you know, it had a mark here, this, that, the other, that would be the Siman. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the first wide line on Chav Zayin Beis. Okay, so we're still, our issue, the issue that we're still at play are Simanim Doraisa or Drabana. Okay, so Lema Kitanai. Let me just slow the roll. Okay. Lema Kitanai. Eime Eden al Shuma. So again, this is talking about the woman with the dead husband. So you want to identify the dead husband. So it's a price, I think. It says that we don't give testimony concerning a wart. Belazar ben Ma'avai Omer Eden al Shuma. Belazar ben Ma'avai says, no, a wart. In other words, let's say Adam come in and said we saw him and we knew because he had a wart, I don't know, on his nose or whatever it was. So the one says that the wart. Well, the article said wart, but I know article. I understand wart. Article translated as a wart, and Steinholz translates as a mole. Okay, but all right. Okay, so ikadamri wart, ikadamri mole. Okay, so let's take a look. So, Amy in Lashuma, Velazar ben Mavai Omer in Lashuma. So my laba hakimifligi. So is it not that the point of dispute between the Tanakhama and Elazar ben Mahavai is as follows? The Tanakhama Savar Simanim Durabanan. He holds Simanim Durabanan. So Mela, I can't use it to identify the dead body. In other words, that's the Isurim with it. So it's Dindarais, I can't use it. Elazar ben Mahavai Savar Simanim Durais. So if I say that that's it, then that's it. In other words, so it's good Siman, but it's a little Durais and Durabanan. So if that's true, it's Machloka Tanayim. So third line, I'm a rabbi, I'm a siman deraita. So Rabbi says, no, I could say that both Tanaim hold the siman word in deraita, But the point of dispute between the Tanakhama and Elazar ben Ma'avoy is this: whether a wart would be found ben Gilu. Ben Gilu was somebody born at like the same hour on the same constellation, you know, like the date that like he has the same mazel. Mar Savar Shum ben Gilu. So Tanakhama holds that it would be found, I guess, in the same place, ben Gilu. He says Mar Savar Shum ben Gilu. Or that's one possibility. Or both hold that no, that even as Ben Gilo, he wouldn't find the Shuma there. Maybe the point is the Simanim change when a person dies. So maybe it changes in color or something like that. So the Tanakhama says we can't rely on the Siman anymore because the thing is has changed colors. One holds no, they don't change after death. E by name, or else I could say, I could say everybody holds that simanim don't change after death. The simanim derabanan, and they both hold that simanim are actually derabanan level. But the machloket is shuma a siman muvhak or not? Siman muvhak is like the super duper siman. That's the second opinion. That's thank you. He says that's Elazar ben Ma'avai holds that Shuma is Siman Mupak. Bar Savar Shuma Lab Siman Mupaku. Almost not. So anyway, so it could be they both hold. It could be one holds it's the rice and one derbata, and it could be both holds Durabonai, so it could be both holds Durabana. So we're nowhere with that. So Amarava. So the Tanamukama holds done the Siman Mupak. So Amarava. In Timson Lomar, Simanim Lab Doraita. So Rava says, now we'll see that. One second. All right. So Rabbi says the back in the bar. So I'm a Rabbi. If you still want Simanim lab doraita, if you assume Simanim are not a din doraisa, hechi madrinan aveda tab Simanim. How do we ever get back an aveda with Simanim? In other words, what entitles us to give any aveda back? If the din of Simanim is not a din doraisa, what is it that enables us to give? In other words, the person shows up. And he says, "My gives the simon." So why should we give it back to him? So he says, "In other words, the Gemara is, we have a finder and the one who lost it. So focusing on the finder, in other words, we're saying like this: that maybe on a din deraisa, let's say Reuven lost the object and Shimon found the object. So we're saying Shimon should give the object back to Reuven based on the simanim." But really, it might be on a din Torah, Shimon is entitled to keep the object. So how am I forcing Shimon to give back something that the Torah is mezakeh with him when you know, for the simanim? So if it's not the din deraisa. So the Gemara says, in other words, why would the Chachamim make such a takana? So the Gemara says, the nichalei lemotzei aveda, that a hadar b'simanim, the finder is happy to return something with simanim, ki hechi defi avdalei ledidei namin nehedrulei b'simanim. So when he eventually loses something, he'll give it back. In other words, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. In other words, whatever. In other words, right now he's losing because he's got to give up something that he found. But maybe another time he'll lose something and then he'll give it back. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says, Amarli Rav Safra l'Rava, okay, that was the Tova la'atzmo mamon sheino shelo. So, in other words, I'm doing a Tova, I'm doing a Tova with something that doesn't even belong to me. In other words, maybe this item belongs to not Reuven, maybe belongs to Levi or something like that. I don't know who the item belongs to. So you're saying I'm going to do a tova for Reuven, but with something that doesn't belong to me. In other words, I'm doing a chesed to Reuven with something that doesn't even belong to me. So that doesn't make so much sense. In other words, like it's generous, but I'm being generous with other people's property. So I'm giving it back to somebody who's producing simanim, but I don't know that he's even the true owner. So Ella, so the Gemara revises its answer. Ella nichalei lebal aveda, the person who lost the object is happy with this. Lamehav siman al mishkalei. He's the person who lost the object. The true owner of the object is happy that we have this dimus simanim. May the yada the edim lately. In other words, the one who lost the object knows he doesn't have an edim to establish that it's his object. Umeimar amar. He says to himself, kuli amal yada simanim muvhakim dita. The whole world doesn't know the simanim muvhakim. Now, when it uses simanim muvhakim, doesn't mean it the way we used it just a moment ago. It means like good simanim. If you look at Tosos, has it like this. He says, last Tosos, vana yehiv the simanim muvhakim dita. Lo muvhakim mamash kamar, and muvhakim is simanim chaveiro. Mozel meir miyadarko, mozel miyadarachbo. In other words, he's got like a better identification than anybody else. He says, this is back in the Gemara. He says, so it means the person who loses an object is happy with this takana the chami make. It could be if it's simanim or drabanan, and that's why it works, and that's why they made it. So the Gemara says, but we learned from the Mishnah earlier in Dukkim, people remember this, we didn't learn it too long ago. If one person borrowed from three different people, in other words, I found three shtarichov, and all the shtarichov say, Reuben borrowed from Shimon, Reuben borrowed from Levi, Reuben borrowed from Yehuda, yachzir lova. That's a siman that they're paid off shtarot, and I give it back to the borrower. The same borrower, three different lenders, most likely the borrower lost it. But here's what we got to focus on. So shashalavu mina echad, if I see three documents that all say Shimon borrowed from Reuven, Levi borrowed from Reuven, Yehuda borrowed from Reuven, one lender, three borrowers, yachzir lamalva. I give it back to lamalva. So the Gemara says, nichale lova la duri le lamalva. In other words, let's say you're assuming that it belongs to the malve, but maybe it's the loves. In other words, assuming that simanim are din derabana, and you're following like a creation that the chachamim are telling you give it back with simanim, but maybe the love lost this thing. In other words, the idea was that the owner of an object is happy. The owner of the object is happy that you're giving it back with simanim because he feels he's got the best simanim. So in this case, maybe the Lovin lost it. He's happy. Here we're just giving back the Malva because I found three that were the same Malva. I'm giving it that way, not with Simanim. So Amar Lay, so who's speaking to who? Who is talking to who? Him? Rav Safra to Rava. Yeah. Yeah. So this
no,
is
Rava to Rav Safra.
I got it. Okay. Now Rava is talking about Rav Safra. So Amar Lay, Hatam Svarahu. He says, over there, it's not working with Simanim. It's just based on our Svara. Meaning we're three lines from the bottom on the Kabzainoid base, okay? He says, Echaralova Mishlosha Yatzil Lova, if you have one person borrowing from three different people and leave it a lobe, the Gabi Loba Shrihi, Gabi Mavlo Shrihi. In other words, it's more likely to be along the Loba than the Malva. So Shmamina, Ylova Nafel. Shlosha Shalavu Meyachad, if three people borrow from one person, Yazil Malva, the Gabi Lamalva Shrihi, Gabi Loba Lo Shrihi, it's more likely that it's the Malva. So the Gemara says on top line of Kabzainoid Aleph, Elahadnan. So the Gemara says, but we learned another Mishnah. We learned this all together. Matzat takrich shel shtarot. Remember, if you sound like a roll of shtarot, they're all rolled together. Oh, a guda shel shtarot or a bundle of shtarot. Remember, I raise the ox here. I give it back to the malva, and it means that the malva is able to identify the number of shtarot and how they were rolled up together. Achanami denicha the lobe la duri la malva. Is Lova happy that you're giving it back to the Malva? So, Elo Amar Rava Simanim Deraita. So Rava says that Simanim are Deraisa. He says So Rava concludes that indeed Simanim are Din Deraisa. So when you give a Siman that's Din Torah, I give it back. So he says this is the Gemara had this drasha earlier, but here the Gemara takes this limud. He says that it shews you till your brother seeks it out. What I think I'm going to give it before he's seeking it. So, you know, you have to examine him whether he's truthful or not. So la b'simanim. Now the Gemara had that earlier on the Amud Beis, and the Gemara said, yeah, maybe he's the Eidah. But here the Gemara takes his limud. Shmamina amarava. Shmamina. So shmamina. So Rava takes it. Indeed, that's proof that simanim are derais. That's where we're at right now. Okay, let me just do a little story. What, say again? Yeah, so here the Gemara wants, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that, you know, like that the Ikar and Limud is this way. One second. Here, let me see what he says here. One second. One second. He says, one second. Yeah, footnote 5. Although the Gemara above rejected this argument as conclusive proof that they're biblically reliable, the Gemara now holds in the absence of convincing rationale for rabbinic enactment. In other words, he doesn't think the line of argument that it's Ravana is strong. We must assume this verse refers to identifying marks and that they are therefore biblically reliable. And he cites the Ritva, Seals of the Rush. Now, let's just do
Can
here
I
what
ask
we got.
a question?
Go ahead, Fern, what do you got?
Why is the happiness of the Malve or the Love or the person who loses it or the person, why are we looking into the happiness of the
Yeah.
parties?
No, in other words, we're saying the Chachamim are making a takana that you give it back with simanim. But the Gemara is saying, but what does the true owner feel about that? In other words, the true owner loses something, and really on a din Torah, you know, if we're assuming simanim are not deraisa, so he should have to, you know, produce, you know, conclusive evidence that it's his. So how, what's causing you, the Chachamim, to deviate from the din Torah to this din Rabbanan? Why are you? Well, in other words, we understand you have a koach to do it, but why are you deviating this way? So the Gemara says that Mistama, the true owner is happy with this takana. The true owner is happy with takana, give back with simanim. She said the true owner is happy to give back with simanim. I don't know. Not every case the true owner is happy to give back with simanim. And like and so the Gemara ends up saying no, that in that simanim are din d'oraisa. Okay, now
Half your best and half.
What is that? It was coming up a call to say what belongs to you belongs to him. In other words, whatever rights you have to property, they have a call. Yeah, but they have a derisa right to say it doesn't belong to you anymore. Okay, so, okay. All right. Right. Okay. Now, we'll just read the story and then that will be it. Okay. Okay. On the first day of the summer Zman in 1976, then Rebbe of Papa Zasal gave the following inspiring lesson. We are now learning Bab Metziah Chav Zayin. We find the Torah's inclusion of the word Seh in the subject of Shabbos Aveda is difficult to understand. Although we do not, again, the Gemara went through Seh before, and we didn't have a Hesber why it says Seh over there. Although we do not have a halachic answer, we can explain in agadic terms based on the verse, Ta'itik Seh Oved. I wandered as a lost sheep. Seek out your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. He says, it is very well known that every person has a mission in life that he must fulfill. In other words, he's doing Derek Drush, what is said coming. He says, each day offers opportunities to fulfill mitzvot and avoid a veirot. If someone fails in his daily mission, he has lost the chance to sanctify himself. Zal taught us that Hashem fulfills the entire Torah. Since returning a lost object is a mitzvah, Hashem surely fulfills this in some manner. Now we can understand why the word sheep appears in the verse regarding Hashem Abed. It refers to Klal Yisrael, as we see in the verse, Seb Sur Yisrael, Yisrael is a scattered sheep. When David Melech laments that he has strayed like a lost sheep, he asks Hashem to seek him out. And we know that the halakha is that if one despairs, the lost object may not be returned. Similarly, one who sees that he has sinned or has not really learned as he should have may feel very tempted to give up. After all, he will never be a Talmid Chacham at this late date, so why should he learn even what he can? God forbid that anyone should say that. In other words, he's saying like a person can make Yeyush. Like Yeyush from the Chassidim is worse than you making Yeyush. Yeyush, you're giving up hope. Like I did so many Aveirot, I haven't learned anything. I've been goofing off every night for the last 50 years, whatever. How can I do? So a person in this situation must understand that if he gives up, Hashem will have no need to return what he has lost. So, in other words, you're the owner. Yeah, right. And it says, the Rebbe concluded. This explains the end of the verse. David HaMelech explains why Hashem should restore to him all of his lost opportunities. For I have not forgotten your commandments. Even though I have failed to fulfill my potential and have stumbled, I have not given up on myself. I have not decided to forget all about the lost opportunities, since I believe that you can still help me do tshuva and rectify everything. It means, like I'm a person. I'm a little bit for bluntion, but I haven't given most of myself. All right, let me do a little more. There's more drasha on this one. So I'll talk it over. The Chabad Chaim speaks about it. He says that it's a little bit the same idea. He wants to say that, like people, you know, who've gone off the derech are like the se'oved, like the lost sheep. And And there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. In other words, Hashavas Aveda. In other words, it's a mitzvah to bring Jews who've gone off the derech to be back on the derech. And you have to, like, and the Chafetz Chaim says those people who have the ability or the gift to do that, you know, should do that. And the Torah says, we'll have it later on in the Gemara, it says, Hashav Tishibayim, even 100 times. So you bring the sheep, and then it runs away again. Yeah, you still have a mitzvah to bring it back again. So, you know, it's like goes out with outreach. In other words, like Rabbi Lerner would say from Effie Buchwald, like he would say, for the price of a chicken, you know, it could be, you save it too. Like to be the Shomer Shabbos, you invite somebody to a Friday night meal that can change their whole life. You know, they can turn them on to Torah, and you know, the people. Sad to say, like, we walk out of shul on a Shabbos and see all the people, unfortunately, who are driving. So in this community, a lot of them are Jews. And that's also our responsibility, you know, to get them on the derech. And it says, Ba'asaf Toel Toch Beitecha. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you have to gather them to the base medrash. And as you bring them to your house, it means you bring them to the base medrash so they can light up with Torah. They'll be with you. Anyway, he says, in other words, he's like far removed from Torah. Okay, that's the piece for tonight. Okay, nice having you recording. One second.
Thank you.
Bruchat tehi.